Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local people. Local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning. I'm Chris Seedens. It is our top local story. Suspect is dead after a deputy shooting that ended on a high school campus in East L.A. Let's go live to the scene now in KMX 1070's Pete Demetrio.
The body is apparently on the campus at Esteban Torres High School. This happened at about 9 o'clock in the morning. No indication why the deputy involved shooting happened. Now, the school was on lockdown total and then to a modified lockdown. Students are able to move between the classrooms, go to bathrooms, things like that, but they are not letting the parents take the kids out of school, at least not yet. Dozier Street, where apparently the shooting took place, is still locked down, as is the area inside the campus where the body is now lying. Apparently that man was hit several times by gunfire, went onto the campus, and then died at that point. The DA's investigators are here, as is Sheriff's homicide investigators. And we're getting word that Sheriff Alex Villanueva himself may be coming on over to supervise matters. He may have just been in the area at the time the incident went down. Reporting live in East L.A., I'm Pete Demetrio.
Would California's electricity grid be better managed by a state agency over SoCal Edison or, say, PG&E? The state's public utilities commissioners are being urged to consider just that. Let's go live now to KNX 1070's Craig Figner.
Chris, utility critics have accused SoCal Edison and PG&E of putting profits ahead of maintenance, and that's, they say, leading to dangerous power line conditions that spark fires. State regulators a few minutes ago just voted to investigate the use of those power safety shutoffs. What was behind them? Were they really necessary as long as they were in existence? They left millions of Californians in the dark last month.
The report shall also assess whether further changes are necessary to ensure public safety.
Just some of the comment from commissioners voting unanimously to investigate. Some people before the vote urging the state to take over management of the electric grid.
We have everything to lose and we have everything to gain. We will take better care of the transmission lines and make sure to decentralize the energy production so that's as safe as possible and as reliable as possible.
Now, Governor Newsom has suggested that utility companies could become customer-owned cooperatives, and if that happened, profits would be plowed into modernizing the power grid, not returned to shareholders. Reaching out to Edison and PG&E for comment on this vote to investigate.
Well, Democrats are trying to impeach Donald Trump in Washington. His vice president is here on the West Coast, raising campaign money.
Mike Pence is in Orange County, making the case that those Republican congressional seats lost to the Democrats in 2018 need to be gained back next year, holding fundraisers in Huntington Beach, later Monterey, trying to make the case for his boss, the president, that the impeachment hearings are political and that the president and himself were on the up and up with Ukraine.
People will see that the president did nothing wrong, that the focus of our administration, all of my contacts with President Zelensky, we're in the national interest and in strengthening our relationship with Ukraine.
Pence may also be trying to further his own support within the Republican Party. There are rumblings within political circles that Donald Trump might dump him next year if he thought adding former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley to the ticket would help him win. Dick Helton, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Well, nearly $3 million in emergency renter's assistance is now available to eligible low-income tenants in the city of Los Angeles who've had their rents spiked in recent months.
The goal is to keep vulnerable renters in their homes before a new state rent control law takes effect January 1st. L.A. City Councilwoman Nuri Martinez says she was inspired to act after hearing that 23 families, mostly immigrants in Panorama City, received large rent increases and were facing eviction.
After our program was introduced, all the 23 tenants at Tobias Avenue were informed that their evictions had been canceled.
In addition, she says their rent was returned to what it was before being raised. The city's emergency renters relief program only goes through the end of this year. Chancellor Al Mansour is with the Housing Rights Center.
The alternative for many people would be, unfortunately, homelessness.
Potential applicants can see if they're eligible by contacting her center, the city's Housing and Community Investment Department, or by going to any of the city's 15 Family Source Centers. In Van Nuys, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
There's a new study that shows that most independent contractors in California will likely benefit from a sweeping new labor law that seeks to give wage and benefit protections to workers in the so-called gig economy. The analysis is by a consulting firm. It says that 64% of independent contractors in this state will be affected, including ride-hail drivers, retail workers, and truck drivers. But the California Trucking Association has filed a lawsuit challenging this, saying it violates federal law and will actually deprive more than 70,000 truckers their ability to work.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.